Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
I'm so down.
Now, read for me Colossians chapter 1 from verse 24. I've got just 15 minutes to quickly share my message with you.
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24.
Yeah.
I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the affections of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill.
Can you give it a little bit more volume? Yes, ma'am.
To fulfill the word of God. Mm-hmm. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, mm-hmm. which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
This mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Can you put your hands together for the fact that Jesus is in you? Hallelujah. You know, ever since I started preaching this message, my prayer is, Lord, help me realize that you are in me all the time. I was thinking about a song, and I think that song is from Philippians, chapter 2, chapter 3. It says, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. Wow. God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is in me. That's big. That's humongous. The Bible says that the fullness of God was in Christ. The fullness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how many notice that as you go through life, you tend to forget that he's in you? And just imagine how much is available for you and me if we can live in the full reality of the fact that God is living in us. So may the Lord help us to grow in this understanding, to grow in this revelation that he himself is living in you and me every day, every second, every moment. God is in us. God is in us. I'll never forget numerous times in my life, I'll be experiencing something, and I will hear a voice. And the voice will say, why don't you ask the Holy Spirit to help you? And I'll say, Holy Ghost. And before I even finish, he already helps me. And when I have been saved from whatever it is, I'll be like, why did I forget?
Why got
that is in me. That he is with me. That he is upon me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So may the Lord help
us.
Now read for me Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
Can you tell your neighbor, say neighbor? If you are born again, Jesus is in you. Jesus is in you. Can you hold them by the hand and shake them and say, Jesus is in you. Jesus is in you. Jesus is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
I love the Bible. Read verse 6 one more time.
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord.
As you therefore have received. Jesus Christ, the Lord. In other words, you are now born again. And because you are born again, Jesus is living in you. So he says, now that he is living in you, what you have to do is walk in him. And last week I explained to you that when the Bible says walk in him, it means follow him. And last week I explained to you that following Jesus means the beginning of a process of transformation. In the book of Matthew, Jesus said to his disciples, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In other words, he says that if you follow me, I will convert you, I will change you, I will transform you into being a fisher of men. So the minute you take the decision to follow,
is
you saying, Lord, do whatever you want to do. Change me. Correct me. Build me. And make me what you want me to be. I will make you fishers of men. Now today for 10 minutes that I have. When the Lord was talking about
following,
read for me John chapter 10.
Ufunda John chapter 10.
And verse 27. John chapter 10 and verse 27.
John chapter 10 and verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Who hears my voice?
My sheep.
Did he say my donkeys?
Ushilo watin zimbongolo.
My giraffes.
What is it?
My monkeys.
Zinkau.
My elephants.
Zindlovu.
Are you here? You've gone home. Nikona noman
sekaya.
What did he say?
Uteni.
I can't hear you.
Izimvu.
Ask your neighbor, neighbor, where's your Bible, please?
Uzumakhelwane uthi liphi iBhayibheli lakho.
He said, my what?
Uteni.
My sheep.
Zimvu.
What did my sheep do?
Izimvu zenze.
Hear my voice.
Uh-huh.
And I know them.
Uh-huh.
And they follow me.
And they follow me.
Futhi ziyangilandela.
In other words,
ngamanye amazwi,
to follow Jesus, you have to become a sheep. Not a donkey. A sheep. And there's three things about the sheep. They hear my voice. Ask your neighbor, do you hear the voice of Jesus? If you don't hear his voice, maybe you have not yet become a sheep.
Maybe you're a giraffe.
Maybe say Julami.
Your neck is long.
Intamo yakho
inde. That's why was
in the bazong mphakathini.
Your neck is too long.
Because intama yakho inde.
We are seeing into other people's businesses. You are not a sheep, you are a giraffe.
Awuyona imvu indlula mithi.
Hey. So the sheep,
imvu,
they hear
izwa
his voice.
Izwi lakhe.
Then he says, my sheep.
Ingakho ethi izimvu.
He says, I know them. Right? Is that what it says?
Lisho njalo izwi.
I know them.
Ngiyazazi.
It means that when you are not a sheep,
usho ukuthi mawunge yona imvu,
you are not known in heaven.
Awaziwe ezulwini.
In Matthew chapter 7,
Matthew chapter 7,
the Bible tells us that in the last days, the doors of heaven will be shut. There's some people who come knocking. And Jesus said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter there. So the people didn't understand. Lord Jesus, I was going to church, healing fire ministries.
We healing fire ministry.
Assemblies of God.
In your assemblies,
where else?
Go pin our foot.
We were casting out demons, Lord Jesus. We are prophesying.
Best prophet.
And Jesus said,
"Uto Jesu,
I don't know you.
Anginazi.
Get away from me, you workers of iniquity, for you do not do the will of my Father." Now, why didn't Jesus know
them?
They were not sheep. Because he knows his sheep. So, even though they were doing the work of God as it were. Maybe their motives were wrong. Maybe they watched television.
Maybe Baba Bogu TV.
And saw a pastor wearing a nice shiny suit. Nice shiny shoes. And so the pastor's beautiful wife. I heard that in a certain country, a certain pastor came on TV and said, glory be to God. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. And he showed a shiny 4x4 car on
TV.
So here's the young man. He says, if I become a pastor, I'll wear a shiny suit. I'll wear shiny shoes. I'll have a beautiful wife. I'll have a nice car. And so the whole motivation is wrong. Some people chase because some men and women of God have become really famous. So they dream of the fame. And they do everything they do for the same fame. So there's many reasons. But whatever it was, Jesus said to them, I don't know you. So you and I, if we don't want to be chased away from heaven, we must also become sheep. We must become what? Sheep. Some of us, we have become goats.
Baba,
a goat is the closest thing to the sheep. But you are not yet a sheep. Yeah. Zinenkani imbuzi.
Imbuzi.
Very stubborn.
Stubborn.
Ziaka.
Ziashup.
Sheep are much, much better.
Zimfu.
They're sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Ask your neighbor, what are you? What are you? Say, say to your neighbor, your neck looks very long. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now read for me as we close Psalm 23 from verse 1.
Mahubo 23, sukela verse 1.
Now we need to learn, because when I say become a sheep, Pastor, what do you mean? Do you mean that
I must
now start walking with both my hands and eating grass? What
are
you talking about,
Pastor?
Let's hear Psalm 23.
Psalms 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. I felt that when you read it, I felt it in here. He's my shepherd. Now the minute he talks about the fact that he is my shepherd, you have to understand that he's saying he's a sheep. Hello? So David is saying that he is a sheep. And the Lord is his shepherd. Continue.
I shall not want.
I shall not want. A sheep is just satisfied by the shepherd.
He's
happy when the shepherd is around. When they see the shepherd, happy. I shall not want. I have Jesus, I have everything. If I have Jesus, I don't need anything else. I have Jesus, I want Jesus, I long for Jesus, I desire Jesus. All I want is the Lord Jesus Christ. I shall not want.
He makes me to
wait. If you are too hungry for everything, you see, you want. And
are
never satisfied.
And
is a sign.
A sign.
That you've drawn away from your shepherd. Because when you are in the glory and the presence of God, you are satisfied. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Money will never satisfy you. It won't. You think it will. But you'll be shocked it won't. Because the people who have money also have problems. I was so shocked the other day when I heard that. Is it Jeff Bezos? Am I saying it correctly? Jeff Bezos.
Oh, Bezos.
Divorced. At that time, he was either the richest man or the second richest man in the world.
Why rishi ngokwesibili olandelayo?
Now, wherefore divorce?
Why?
Can you ask the nearest sister next to you?
So,
would you not be happy if you marry a billionaire?
No,
be honest, tell them, be honest, don't lie. Okay, let's put it this way. What if your husband, or Jack Toronto, was a billionaire? Would you not be happy? Sisters, I'm waiting
for
you. You'll be
satisfied.
She says she'll be a satisfied sheep. Hallelujah. Don't you think? Compare the scenario. You are going to town. You wear nicely. And you have to go wait in a queue to catch a taxi.
By that time, it's very hot.
And you catch a taxi, and in the taxi, niminyene. Who treats
it? It's full.
You are sitting in that four-seater at the back.
You've
got some well-bodied people like myself. Do you see? Compare it to
Zipbag.
You have your own car. Which one? Range Rover.
Porsche.
Aston Martin. Chevrolet.
No, Chevrolet.
Which one will be better? Your own car. Automatic everything. But shockingly, the people who have these things
and even more
are divorcing. So you see that even though we think that money will answer
everything,
it doesn't necessarily give us joy.
It
doesn't necessarily take pain away. Even in hospitals, rich people are there. Cancer. All kinds of sicknesses. They are being killed. They are being hijacked. They are being targeted. So, whenever you are chasing these things,
it's
a sign that you've stepped away from the shepherd. Because when you are close to him, you feel like you have everything. You don't long for anything else. You are in glory. Why could Jesus say to Satan? Because remember, the Bible says that Satan took him to a high place and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their glory in the moment of time. And Satan said to Jesus, if you will bow down to me and worship me, I will give you all these things. You think it's a small temptation? You'll be shocked. Because you and I are even finished by the
traffic police.
Ufuna ticket or senza njani?
You want ticket or what?
And you release 20 rand for the coke.
You put 20 rand.
Now, that small anyana one has taken you down.
That dusty is taking you down.
Now imagine when Satan is showing you fame, wealth, glory, power, and
it
says, I can give you all these things. The only reason why Jesus could say
that is that
was because he was close to the Father. When you become a sheep, it means that the Lord can make you do something. He can make you do something. He says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Can God make you do something? Can he? Can he make you stop those friends that are killing you? Jesus is watching you. Your amens must be some genuine amens. Because some of us, our best friend, best bomber, is a wall between you and Jesus. Wait, you are trying to have a relationship with the Lord? He said, this week,
I
want to fast. This week, I want to spend time with the Lord. This week, I just want to immerse myself in the presence. And then you start, then your phone, it's a joke, guy. Your whole fasting is finished. Your whole praying is finished. Everything you had planned to do with God is gone out the window. Can he make you leave that friend? The way you are saying
amen.
All right. I believe you. Can he make you? Egumnandini ilawuzomthola
khona.
Can he make you stop?
Engakwenza uyeke.
And change your language.
Ashintshe ulimi lwakho.
And rather say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Can the Lord make you? Can he make you stop doing bad things? Can he make you stop moving with bad friends? Can he make you stop destroying your life? When he can start making you do things, then you are becoming a sheep. For as long as he cannot make you, he can't make you go to church. He can't make you read your Bible. He can't make you pray. Then you are a goat, Moss. You're an elephant. You're a giraffe. You can't make a giraffe do things. That's why they don't stay around us here. Otherwise, we'd be seeing giraffes, elephants, hippos. We'll be seeing them every day. The reason they are not around us is because we can't make them do things. One time,
Mamrute
and I, we went to Kruger National Park. And as we were driving there, every tree was bent like this. We go a little bit, a tree is bent. So we asked the guy who was driving us, what happens to the trees in this place? And he said, it's the elephants. They can just come and knock the tree down. That's why they can't stay around us. Because they've been knocking the cars down, knocking the taxis down, houses down. We only stay around things that we can control. Can he control you? Can he make you? When you grew up,
they say
a
woman you're beating.
You beat a woman. And to you that is normal because that's how you grew up. That's what you know. You don't know anything else. Now that we are telling you, the Bible says, love husbands. Love your wives. And it continues to say in Colossians chapter 3, it says, and don't be bitter against them. That word bitter means don't abuse them. Now when you see and you are reading, and when you grew up, they told you that you must beat the woman. You control her by beating her. And even as you are growing up, you have some experience of beating your
girlfriend.
Now you suddenly see the word of God. Or the word of God is preached to you. And you realize that beating my wife is wrong. Now, can the Lord make you stop? Or will you rather hold on to that?
No, where I grew up.
They told me that I must beat them.
But I'm shy.
Can he make you?
Yangakwenza.
Can he make you?
Yangakwenza.
Can he make you become a disciplined person?
Yangakwenza ube umuntu oqotho.
Who is in control of their lives?
O control impilo yakhe.
Not going anywhere that the wind is blowing.
Ungahambi lapho khamba khona umoya.
When your friends are going that
abangani
way,
bakho mabeya le.
Yeah, following.
Semva kwapha.
When your colleagues are toitoying,
mabejika beya le.
You don't even know why we are
toitoying. Awazi ukuthi bayapi.
But now you're toitoying.
Niyabalandela.
Hey, hey.
Asambeni.
Hey.
Ai.
Can he make you?
Engakwenza.
You become a sheep.
Ube imvu.
When he can make you do things.
Uma engakwenza ukuba wenze izinto.
When he can make you stop certain things.
Uma engakwenza uyeke izinto ezibhedayo.
Then you start becoming a sheep.
Uyaqala uba imvu.
And the glory of being a sheep.
Inkazimulo
emvini. He said, my sheep hear.
It is imvu. My voice. Izwi lami.
And I know them.
Ene ngiyazazi.
And they do follow me.
Ene ziyangilandela.
A sheep.
Izimvu.
So to become a sheep.
Ukuba imvu.
He must be able to make you.
Kumele umvumela kwenze.
Do things.
Wenze izinto.
The simplest of which
is
to pray every day.
Ukuthandaza.
Read your Bible every day.
Ufunda iBhayibheli.
Seek him every day.
Ukumdinga.
Long for him every day.
Umlangazelela
sikuzo. The easiest part.
Indlela elula kakhulu.
Of being
ukuba yini.
Hallelujah. Come on, say it.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.